It was in late 2013 when Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams got a five-hour hearing for his bill to repeal Florida Stand Your Ground law. It was the second year in a row he'd filed the legislation, and he pleaded with lawmakers on the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee to move the bill forward.
Let's repeal, start over. Let's repair. Let's repair the broken hearts that so many families are feeling right now because they have lost loved ones.
But the House panel rejected that plea, and the measure failed on a bipartisan vote 11-2. Still, despite the bill's failure, Williams says he's not giving up, which is why he filed the same measure again earlier this month.
Because although it may not be a good idea today, 20 years ago, having a car seat in the back of the car wasn't necessarily the idea that everybody was supporting. Now, it's a requirement, right? Texting while driving was a bill that never got heard or never got the majority support. They were all legislative proposals like the repeal of Stand Your Ground that at some point caught fire and said, we need to do something.
Florida Stand Your Ground law removes a person's duty to retreat before using force in certain instances outside one's home. It also provides immunity for those who are found to have lawfully used force in self-defense. And Williams says drug dealers and gang members are using the law, too.
When is it going to take us to say this is not right? Do we have to have a stray bullet from one of the gang members in a shootout hit a five-year-old, a two-year-old, a grandmother, a single mom? Pastor, when do we say enough is enough and not have someone held accountable?
So Williams says it's worth it to start over, and he adds with the repeal, the Castle Doctrine would still be in place. It states there is no duty to retreat before using force when in one's home.
You now have to ensure that you are not going about, in some cases, in a vigilante style manner. You know, I'm a fierce advocate of the Second Amendment. I'm a concealed weapons permit carrier. And so I don't want to take any of those rights away. But what I do want to do, I want to make sure we're keeping our communities safe. And when we have cases where folks are in rage and anger or whatever the case may be, going out killing folks and then saying, oh, I felt threatened. I felt my life was in danger. And when there was no sign of threat or danger, we have a problem.
Williams says he's in talks to get the bill heard again. Meanwhile, his Senate sponsor, Orlando Democrat Geraldine Thompson, says she hasn't yet talked to anyone in the Senate about getting the bill heard. But she does want it to be taken up this year.
I think it deserves discussion. We need to have a healthy debate about the law as it exists now and whether or not it is contributing to the deaths that we've seen, particularly among young African-American males. Given what's happened nationwide in New York, in Ferguson, Missouri, certainly in Florida, that we should examine these laws and protect all of the citizens of the state of Florida.
But the National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer, an avid supporter of Florida Stand Your Ground law, who also helped write the law, says if the bill does have any hearings this year,
we, of course, will oppose that again.
And Hammer says it makes no sense to bring it up again after a panel of Democrats and Republicans already opposed the bill.
Overwhelmingly.
That House panel was led by Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, who says his views on Stand Your Ground haven't changed.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of Florida Stand Your Ground law. I think that strong self-defense laws make the citizens of our state safer, and it's my expectation that Florida will continue to be a state that always is on the side of the victim and not on the side of the attacker.
So, given the bill failed on an earlier bipartisan vote, does he feel filing it again is a waste of time?
Oh, I don't believe that the introduction of any legislation is a waste of time. I think that if someone is sent here by 156,000 people, they have an obligation to speak for their constituents. Representative Williams does an excellent job of that, but I think that the assumptions he makes about self-defense are inaccurate, and I think that's a view that's held by a majority of the legislature.
Meanwhile, the farthest both the House and Senate bills have gotten so far is referral to their respective committees. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.